Temperatures in portions of the Red River Basin today may be a little bit of a foreshadow as to what we will be experiencing later this week into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Well, the temperatures today are going to be colder than advertised yesterday. We're going to be stuck in the single digits today in eastern portions of North Dakota, northwestern portions of Minnesota, and maybe a couple of counties or parts of counties in northeastern South Dakota. Everybody else will be seeing teens and 20s. We'll turn around and warm up nicely tomorrow and on into Friday. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see temperatures still in the 20s in Minnesota, but 30-degree readings will be common from the Red River westward all the way through the Missouri River Valley. And we'll expect the temperatures on Friday to contrast a little bit from 30s in the south to teens and 20s again in the north. Obviously, another little frontal boundary will be sneaking into the region. Well, that frontal boundary becomes much more potent, and it does overrun the entire region as we get into Saturday and Sunday, and temperatures will get brutally cold once again across the region. I shouldn't put it that way. We will not be as cold as we were in December, but we are going to see temperatures stay in the negative and positive single digits on Saturday afternoon and Sunday as well. The nighttime lows will slip into the negative teens and negative single digits during that time period, and we'll start pushing a few temperatures down close to minus 20 near the Canada border during the late weekend and early part of next week. The colder air is expected to stay with us off and on as we go forward through the first half of February, so we won't be as warm as we're going to be over these next few days. So enjoy the warmer weather that occurs on Thursday and Friday. The potential for precipitation across the area continues about as it was yesterday. Not any major storm system is expected to impact the region, but weak weather disturbances will bring opportunities for light snow periodically. Today we'll see a little bit of that, but it's not likely to be very meaningful. A trace of accumulation will occur in Minnesota and a couple of counties, maybe in the easternmost parts of the Dakotas, but it certainly isn't going to be very meaningful, and much of that is going to be over by the time we get to the late morning. The rest of the region will see high pressure come into the region. That's one of the reasons why the temperatures don't warm up very well today. That high pressure system will abate, and as it does, we'll see some light snow west of the Missouri River, and it will eventually spread eastward across the Dakotas, but as it does, it's going to lose the moisture content, so we'll just end up with snow flurries and snow showers on Thursday until Thursday afternoon. Now, there will be a more active frontal system coming in on Thursday and Friday. It will produce rain across a bigger part of the region, and some travel issues could occur, although only light accumulations are expected. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.